ready to laugh your ass off.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
What's happening, Captain?
We gotta come into that ending a little better.
That's like hitting a brick wall.
I know.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind, I'm
hey there.
Cold and empty space.
Hi. Long time no talk. Is everybody digging this Jess Glynn song this summer? I love it.
Break my bones, but you won't see me fall. Oh.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. I got a couple of new ones I'm playing for you today underneath. But you're listening to Denise, and it's the Lesbian Lounge. And if you're wondering why I probably sound a bit muffled, it's because I have a Dyson fan blowing directly into my face. We are experiencing some record high temperatures here in England. Not thrilled about that since I just got back from Florida where it was 90 during the day and 80 at night. I can't get away from it no matter where I go. No matter what continent I'm on, I can't get away from the heat. Seriously. The only difference is that in Florida, you can sit in the air conditioning. And here in Britain, steeped in tradition as they are, they still haven't embraced the air conditioner. When I ask about it, people always say, because it's only just a few short weeks. And I still think to myself, that's not really an answer. Because you don't have to live like that for any amount of weeks. I mean, the pubs aren't air conditioned, the hotels aren't air conditioned, most of the stores aren't air conditioned, the homes aren't. It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, there's times where I just want to go sit in Gemma's car and turn the AC on. It's ridiculous. Like right now, it's probably about, I'm going to guess and say it's about 83 outside. And it's like 80 inside. It's fucking ridiculous. But anyways, let's talk a little bit about Florida. Because that was some serious fun. New food places. Old happy faces. Good times. I had a rough flight over because I don't want to sound like a snob, but I was in economy for the first time in a long time. And, I was, a little uncomfortable. I had a few, drunk Jamaican folks in my row. They were well buzzed. It was a day flight. They had about, I don't know, 7 or 8 rum and cokes. And there was a nephew and uncle, the uncle's girlfriend, and then a couple of rows up, there were more family members. So they kept popping up and doing the meerkat thing and yelling to each other. They reeked of rum. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't move. I was just, it was a miserable flight. But once I got in, and I was sick to boot. I was sick. The morning I woke up to fly, I don't know, I had some kind of horrendous summer cold, which then completely morphed into like a bronchitis-y kind of thing while I was there. But you know what? Regardless of all that, I got to catch up with a lot of people that I wasn't even expecting to see, so that was really fun. We had a little, you know, memorial service for dearly beloved D2, one of our inner sanctum folks of the Q10 that we used to hang out. She had passed away recently. We all got together. We had, we had great food. A whole bunch of recipes that D2 would have loved that were her favorites, people brought. We had tons of chicken. We had salad with goat cheese and strawberries. We had a phenomenal dessert that was one of D2's faves, too, that includes caramel, pretzels, some kind of cheesecakey whipped filling, and a strawberry jello on top. It was just fantastic, and it was a really good time. Her girlfriend sent us a box of some handmade Christmas ornaments and decorations that D2 had made, and we all got to look them over and keep them, and she sent us some of the mass cards from the funeral. It was touching, and it wasn't a downer. We really celebrated her, and I think that was the important thing. So that was nice. And then I went to a few new foodie places with my mom. She's got two great spots in Coral Springs that I felt like I hung out in a lot. And one of them was called Nick's New Haven Pizza. And that was, I don't know about the pizza because we didn't even have it. The appetizers were to die for. Risotto balls, chips, homemade chips with Parmesan and rosemary aioli. What were some of the other things we had? Broccoli Rob with hot sausage. These were appetizers, mind you. Just fantastic. Bruschetta, you could pick your toppings. So we had artichoke and eggplant and tomato, and it was just insane. And then the other place was called Brooklyn Water Bagels, and that was in Coral Springs, and I got to go there two times, and that is phenomenal. First of all, the bagels are stellar. I can't even tell you how good they are. But the wall of drinks, they have like taps, like beer taps, that have every different kind of flavored coffee you can think of. And then on another wall, every different kind of flavored creamer. Plus, they give you coffee ice cubes. So, needless to say, that was a hot spot. Donna and I got together. Her son Ben was in town with his girl Chelsea. And so Donna, Deb, Ben, Chelsea, and I got together at Sakura Sushi, which is a longtime favorite of ours in Coral Springs. And we stuffed our faces with the most excellent sushi. And to the three little Japanese women that own the place, I love you, I miss you, and thanks for remembering me. We had such good laughs, and we had so little time, but such good laughs. Erica from St. Pete came and brought her girlfriend Sharon. They've been together about a year. I fixed them up via the internet. A friend of mine, Cece, said her friend Sharon was moving to St. Pete and wanted to know if I could maybe hook Sharon up with somebody, just as friends, to kind of, you know, tell her where the good spots were and maybe where not to go and all that kind of stuff. So I asked Erica if she would do that, and she did. And here they are, a year later, still together and as a couple, and I'm so thrilled. And Sharon is fabulous, and I've never seen Erica happier. So that was a huge plus. If you're listening in the background, we got a little Rita Ora. Her new song, Poison, just came out about a week or two ago, and I am loving that too. I pick my poison and it's you. Yeah. Nothing can kill me like you do. I think it's going to be the song of the summer. I just love her. She's looking good too, man. Okay, so, so my trip to Florida went really, really well. I even won $200 on the Ellen Casino slot machine at Coconut Creek Casinos, and I'm thrilled about it because my mother led me to the machine and said, I have a surprise for you. And the people parted, and there was the Ellen machine. And man, was it degenerous. I gotta tell you, I was so happy. So I did a little shopping. I went to Old Navy, and I got Gemma. Gemma sends me a request list, because we don't have Old Navy here in England. And so my wife sends me the request list, and then I have to go into Old Navy and look for the things that she emails me to buy for her. And I did. I did well. I did really good. So that was cool. I mean, all in all, I just had a really good visit. It felt like it went by really fast. That's the hard part about only being there a week, especially a week and being sick. So that was ridiculous. But I got to see Julie, who came, and producer Vicky. So I felt like everything went really, really well. But when I got back, and by the way, I had a fantastic flight on the way home. I flew Virgin Atlantic, which is not my usual. I usually fly British Airways, but Virgin Atlantic had a good deal. And I got the bulk overhead seats where you don't have anybody in front of you. But the thing with those, and you pay a little extra for those, but the thing is, the seats are a little more narrow because you can't move the arms. So when I sat down, I thought, I can't go through this again. And I asked the flight attendant if there was any other seats where I would have a little bit more room. And sure enough, the guy moved me right up to a premium economy. Oh, yeah, baby. So I got to watch American Sniper. with Bradley Cooper, and Cake with Jennifer Aniston. A little depressing, but all in all, good food, good flight, good movies, a little nap. So it wasn't nearly as awful as the first flight. So that went good. But when I got in on a Wednesday, and I remember we had tickets to see Rob Delaney at South Bank Center. I don't know if you know who Rob Delaney is, but I'm a huge fan of his from Twitter. And he's a really funny guy on Twitter, but he's also recently moved over here to London. I think he married a British woman, and he moved over here, and he's been doing his stand-up. But he's also got a show that's now available on Amazon called Catastrophe that is being hailed as like the romantic, realistic comedy of what happens when you have a classic business trip overseas, you hook up with somebody, and then that woman ends up pregnant. And so he moves to England to be a part of it, and they try and make a relationship work. So it's actually really funny. I've been talking about it for a while, and I thought you could only get it here, but now it's on Amazon, so anybody can get it. I highly recommend it. We went to see Rob at South Bank Center, but I was so jet-lagged that I really couldn't appreciate it the way I wanted to. I fell asleep through the opening act. I don't even know who she was. And he was filthy and foul and talked a lot about spunk and poop. And that's just what he does. I mean, he's just that kind of guy. But I had a great time. And then we went the next day into Brighton for my friend Hazel's birthday. So Gemma and myself and Hazel went down to Brighton, and we had a fantastic meal at a place called Indian Summer. And then we went over to the Grosvenor Casinos and played some slots. And then I rested up a bit because the next day I kind of started off slow, and then I realized that Gemma hadn't mowed the lawn in a week. She had a whole project going on. I mean, it was amazing. I don't know if you guys know this, but the whole reason that I went home was because we were having the house painted. So Gemma was in charge of that because I don't do well with that kind of stress. And I'm not nice to the laborers. So when I returned home, the whole downstairs had been painted. It looked amazing. And Gemma also got new bookcases and new shelves and everything. So it was like walking into a whole new house. It's fantastic. But I know when I guess like a day or two after I had been in Florida, she came down with my cold. So it must have been really rough to move everything around, deal with the worker, move everything back, clean everything up. So there was quite a bit still left to do, and we've been kind of chipping away at it little by little. But so I made yard work a priority one day, and then we watched Whiplash and Kingsman. Whiplash was an intense movie, but it was really good. And Kingsman was funny with Colin Firth. And then on Sunday, I went to bingo in Reading with Hazel and her sister while Gemma did the color run at Kempton Park on Sunday. So she got pelted with paint stuff and was an absolute mess, but I had a good time. So then it was like back in the swing of things on Monday. So I'm doing my editing for poprap.com, which has had a nice makeover, along with mylesbianradio.com. A brand spanking new look. So if you go to mylesbianradio.com, you'll see a whole new look. If you go to reallywowproductions.com, you'll see a whole new look. And I am super thrilled with everything. It was long overdue. We were having some site issues and basically had to redirect it to the site that I created so that, sorry, we could keep it current for you guys. So anyways, that's where you can find it. You can find everything you need at mylesbianradio.com. And that's fantastic. So, you know, if you're listening through rainbowradio.fm, hello, hello, hello. I know it's been a while. If you are a longtime Lesbian Lounge listener, hello, hello, hello. I don't know how you find us, if it's My Lesbian Radio, rainbowradio.fm, if it's Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, regardless. Hello, hello, it's Denise, and you're listening to the Lesbian Lounge, and a lot has happened. I mean, holy shit, a lot has happened. Love the song. Tiesto, featuring Iconopop. Let's talk a little bit about what has been going on. Obviously, unless you were under a rock, you wouldn't know this, but same-sex marriage is now legal in all 50 United States, voted by the Supreme Court in a 5-4 vote that happened last week. It was an incredible day. It was, like, emotional and happy, and I think I kind of, like, walked around in a daze. Like, I was so proud, and yet it was so emotional. And, like, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm not out there. I'm not the one carrying flags and marching and writing letters and fighting. And, you know, I promote our businesses. I promote our talent, our musicians, our authors. You know, I do my part for the people that are in the community, but I'm not, like, a conversion kind of person. You know, if you don't care for our rights, then I just don't deal with you. You know what I mean? But I think that I was so proud of the people that were on the front lines and that do the fighting and that do the battles and the lawsuits. People that have taken beatings, people that have ended up in the hospital, people that have stood up for themselves, people that have stood up to bullies. It was just a real proud moment, and I was quite emotional, but I don't know that I got over it right away, because, like, the Pride celebrations were in full swing with London, New York City, LA, and a whole bunch more, and then the whole Facebook thing. I'm sorry, I'm still sick, believe it or not. But yeah, there was just so much happening all at once that it felt like it just went on for days, and it still feels like it. Something feels different. I mean, you gotta admit it. The Pride celebrations were in total full swing. London Pride was going on. New York City Pride was going on. LA Pride, a whole bunch more. CNN, I think the funniest thing throughout Pride, CNN reported spotting an ISIS flag in the London Pride parade, and it turned out it was a bunch of dildos and butt plugs on a black flag. The embarrassed CNN made no further comment, while social media gave them a beatdown to end all beatdowns. Lesson about that, do a little research before you go spouting off. The funniest thing was that the reporter said in the report, I can't believe I'm the only one that's seeing this. Maybe because you were the only one that wasn't looking close enough. So it was really funny and embarrassing for CNN, obviously. And anybody that had Facebook can attest to this. The weekend saw rainbows sweep across the social media site in honor of Pride and anticipation of the marriage equality decision. And then after, Facebook developed a program to allow users to quickly and easily add a rainbow filter to their profile pages. Originally created by two interns, the company saw the concept's promise and streamlined the process. The reaction was nothing short of viral, with more than 26 million people across the world turning their profiles into visible statements of LGBT pride and support. So far, the photos received more than 500,000 likes and comments, and the momentum shows no sign of slowing down. Among the millions were a lot of familiar faces, like Leonardo DiCaprio, Elizabeth Banks, Ariana Huffington. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a particularly memorable encounter with an anti-gay fan when the fan wrote on his underneath his rainbow-streaked profile picture, "Arnie, what's wrong with you? Have to unfriend." To which Arnold replied, "Hasta la vista, baby!" So there you go. I mean, listen, it's not going to be all roses and rainbows. We know that, but that was a good one, Arnie. Thank you. Thank you, Arnold. Caitlyn Jenner surprised New York City Pride with an appearance where she posted Instagram and Twitter pictures with proud, powerful trans women, and man, did she look good. Seriously. Seriously look good. And I, there's a story on Pop Rap right now about President Obama sending in a video message to the Logo Trailblazer Honor Awards that they aired, where he actually discussed, you know, the changes that we're seeing as Americans. And I love that one of his lines were, if you don't think America's changing, look at the cover of this month's Vanity Fair, and you'll see people who are getting to be who they truly are, and America is accepting it. And I just thought that was fantastic. So I'm glad that Caitlyn went to Pride, and I'm glad that it looked like from the pictures that she had a fantastic time. Speaking of the president, Obamacare is here to stay, and federal trans employees' surgeries can now be covered because of a new law that was adopted. It's probably going to take a fight, but at least the law is on their side now, you know, trans people. So for more on that, for more on trans, LGBT, LGBT youth news, and health information, check out Centerlink on Facebook and learn more about them. They are comprised of over 140 LGBT community centers across the country in 40 states and the District of Columbia, as well as centers in Australia, Canada, and Cameroon, which in turn serve over 600,000 people. One of the member community centers, 40% provide direct health care, and 10% of these centers exclusively serve LGBT communities of color, youth, seniors, or women. Half of the LGBT community centers have budgets under $50,000 and no full-time staff. So they need your support, but they're also such a fantastic resource. The website currently provides a web-based directory and a map of community centers both within and outside the U.S., including Australia, Canada, and Cameroon. For a roundup on LGBT health and wellness information, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel at LGBT Wellness Roundup or search Scout Out 8 on YouTube.com, and Dr. Scout will give you a weekly update. And it's so helpful. It really is. Other news. This was pretty cool. Eurovision Song Contest winner Conchita Wurst, I know everybody knows the bearded lady, has now appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone Germany in a topless photo. The Austrian drag star's cover shoot for the July issue of Rolling Stone's German edition sent the press into overdrive when it was revealed on Wednesday, June 24th. Showing the bearded lady topless, her nipples covered by black electrical tape and a short black skirt, the teaser for the interview reads, "Take the plunge, Conchita is living the difference." In a quote from the article, she says, "I think there are many people who have internalized tolerance now who want to understand how other people live. But it's still a long way until we arrive." So good points, but the issue's on sale now. I believe you can buy it online. I'm not quite sure. But you can definitely see the pictures, and she looks fabulous. Quick update on some summer stuff that's going on. Elfest, the largest lesbian arts, music, and comedy festival, just announced that not only will Lucy Spraggan be headlining the festival this year, but they've added the girl band Stooshy to the bill as well. Tickets for the weekend are priced at £99. It kicks off July 17th. It's a three-day festival. It's up in Uttoxeter at the Uttoxeter Race Course in Northern England. And they have train links and train services that go directly into the race course. Bring your camping gear. Get your ticket. You will laugh. You will have fun. There's workshops. There's authors that will be doing readings. There's panels. There's a cinema. There's music. There's comedy. There's all kind of artistic things going on. It's such a blast. For more information and for the entire lineup, day-to-day, you can go to www.lfest.co.uk. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a good time. I will be there on Friday. I will be hosting a lip-sync contest. And I am staying through to Saturday so I can see Eek play, because you know we love the Eek ladies. Hey, I know it'll be late when you get this because it'll be Wednesday, but right now it's Tuesday, and in FIFA World Cup news, the USA will play Germany tonight, which is Tuesday, after beating China 1-0 in the quarterfinals without Megan Rapinoe and Lauren Holiday. Both were issued two yellow cards on Monday and were suspended in Friday's game. Germany, the favorite to win the cup, barely squeaked by France in penalty kicks after a 0-0 match. They ended up winning by one penalty kick. So we need to be ready. Be ready for Wambach Morgan and the gang to be firing on all cylinders tonight. And then England, the England soccer team, will face the title holders Japan on Wednesday after beating the host nation Canada 2-0 in Edmonton. Early reports haven't stated yet whether the regular goalkeeper Karen Bardsley will play after she had a severe allergic reaction causing her eyes to swell up. Backup goalkeeper Saban Chamberlain came into the game, and she stated that she's ready if needed on Wednesday night. Lucy Bronze and Jody Taylor were the lone goal scorers in the quarterfinal match. So good luck to USA and good luck to England. Can't wait to see who the winner is. Okay, so meanwhile, here in England, in support of Pride in the UK, Lloyds Banking Group has launched its gay TMs, which feature rainbow canopies. The bank wanted to publicly demonstrate its support for LGBT employees and customers by joining in with Pride celebrations and with their ATM machines. The bank also marched in the Pride events in Edinburgh, London, and Leeds. The ATMs from Lloyds and Halifax banks popped up in local branches in Leeds, Manchester, Glasgow, and Brighton. So that's pretty cool. I mean, seriously, who would have thought that your bank would be like so accepting and open? I mean, they seem like such uptight people to begin with. But no, not these folks. Speaking of uptight, a county clerk in Arkansas has resigned rather than issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. After the Supreme Court decision, which brought same-sex marriage to all 50 states, Claiborne County Clerk Dana Guffey has said that she will step down due to her moral objection to issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Well, you know what we say, Dana. So long, girl. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Bye-bye now. You know what? I gotta say a huge congratulations. This is a story that's been going around for a little bit, but Vivian Boyack, age 91, and Alice Nani Dudes, age 90, have been together 72 years, and they just tied the knot this weekend. It was a big story knowing that they had just been together 72 years, but they got to tie the knot this past weekend. And this has been going around for a while because, I don't know, somewhere it's like documented that they're the oldest and have been together the longest, I guess. But they're officially married after 72 years, so that's huge. Out actress Ellen Page has said that she hopes she might get married one day and that she wishes she'd come out sooner. The Juno actress revealed in February last year that she was gay in an emotional speech to GLAAD where she said she was tired of lying by omission about her sexuality. She commented after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that all couples... she made her comments to Variety after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling. She spoke to Variety, and they asked her if she would like to get married, and she said, yeah, I'd like that. So that's kind of cool. So much has been going on, and I always want to know what people are thinking. I totally encourage you guys to write to deniseanddonna@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I know that we have a ton of different avenues now for you to find us, the Lesbian Lounge. You can go to mylesbianradio.com. You can go to Stitcher and search the Lesbian Lounge. You can always find us on iTunes. You can type in Really Wild Productions into the search and get all our old shows. You can hear a live show every Wednesday on rainbowradio.fm. And, of course, you can find us on Podbean, mylesbianradio.podbean.com. I also want you guys to know that we are having such success with Claire Lydon's Lesbian Book Club podcast. I am super thrilled. I'm not a huge book reader. I'm a magazine, internet article type of girl. But I know that lesbian fiction is a huge, huge booming industry. Whether you're self-publishing or you go to one of the classic publishers like Bella or Sapphire Books or one of those, regardless, it's just absolutely huge. And Claire has had interviews with authors, and this Lesbian Book Club podcast, it kind of approaches lesbian fiction from every angle. She's talked to publishers, she's talked to book reviewers, she's talked to authors. She gives a rundown of what is hot on the Amazon charts, and she has really good chats with the authors. Sometimes they go way deep, and sometimes it's nice surfacey questions, and it seems like it's stuff that everybody would want to know about their favorite authors, and it's just going really, really well. And you can find that on the My Lesbian Radio feed on any one of the different avenues I've talked about. So I'm really proud of it, and I hope you guys are too. If you would like to be on the show, you can contact Claire at claire@clairelydon.co.uk or clairelydon@gmail.com. I'm sorry, that's her website, clairelydon.co.uk, and you can find out more about her. She's a very successful author on her own. But this show is going really, really well, so I just want to say well done, Claire. And I want to encourage you guys to check out Pop Wrapped, Com. That is where I'm working now. It's a very cool pop culture, entertainment, news, hot topics type of website. Very, very cool stuff. They've got a ton of Twitter followers, and the website is doing fantastic. We've got some real talented writers. And it's like, no matter what you're into, whether it's fandom, anime, DC comics, Marvel comics, television shows, recaps, entertainment news, LGBT, current events, hot topics, politics, whatever it is, you will find something on that website with news about it or something that's recently been updated. So definitely put it in your favorite places. I am going to play a song that I love right now, again featuring Rita Ora, called New York Raining by Charles Hamilton featuring Rita Ora. And this is it right now. But I'm going to leave you with this song, and I'm going to keep this one short because I'm still sick. Love you guys. Mean it. Talk to you next week. Kinda dope, smile a lot, give a lot of dome. Only to me, spoil me with your badass. You were like royalty, baby, catch that. See the rain is making me feel painless. This relationship is so dangerous. If they find out, what will they make of it? So I savor every kiss like it's ancient. You ain't missing a thing with other niggas who sing. I need cash just to give you a ring. Love at first sight, but it was blocked by pain. So for you, I'll exceed the top five in the game. I swear I hear you call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck here, you're miles away. In New York raining. In New York raining. It's too much, my babe, I need you. It's too much, my babe, I need you. Red wine and cheese before bedtime. You and I fell in love is the headline. Instead of whining about what I've been finding, I stay silent and let you chime in. You want me to talk, fine then. Someone broke your heart, let me find them. But I hate fights, and now I got stage fright. Until I'm at your place at the late night. You make me smile, stop doing that. A lot is on my mind when I rap. In fact, you are a lot. I guess I rap for you. Say the sex is magical. After you, chivalry I have to do. I love it when you catch an attitude. I wanna tease you just to laugh at you. So the makeup sex can be a fast move. In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck you when you're miles away. In New York raining. In New York raining. It's too much, my babe, I need you. It's too much, my babe, I need you. All out my brain, you call out my name and that's fame. I'm looking great, but I still feel shame. For real, it's the game. I feel insane, but when I'm with you, my feelings change. I love you, I really hope you feel the same. You know what I am, you're holding my hand. No one else can, so I'm your man. Your palm reads bliss, what all we miss? You all what I miss, and we all need this. Love and affection is all we miss from the world, but with each other, that's all we get. I wanna hear you out. Talk to me, miss. I hardly want to slip the awesomest kiss. Call me whenever, call me forever. As long as I can call us together. I love you. In the city lights, I swear I hear you call my name. Call my name. There's nothing right. I'm stuck in where you're miles away. In New York raining. In New York raining. It's too much, my babe, I need you. It's too much, my babe, I need you.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay.
melting pot when you're not next to me. Tell me that you got me and you're never gonna leave. Trying to find a moment where I can find relief. Please tell me that you got me and you're never gonna leave. Break my bones, but you won't see me fall.
Please don't make me wait, 'cause I don't want.